Welcome to Spotlight 10. We share our favorite stories with you, spreading the full range of fiction, nonfiction, and comedy. Learn more about the world around you or dive into a new reality built on sound storytelling. Each of these feature episodes has been crafted by a different host with a different style. Let's jump into this week's episode.
We all have seen sports on television. Growing up, some of us had dreams of becoming an athlete on the big screen, a hero to the city they represent. But who are the people behind the scenes, putting together these television productions for live sports? And what is going on with streaming in the sports world? Dylan Kissel, the assistant director of game presentation for Spartan Vision, knows what this is like firsthand.
So I've been in live production for 6 years now. In 2017, I got hired as a student to work for Spartan Vision, the in-house broadcast production crew for MSU Athletics, where we run all of the video boards. And while I was working for Spartan Vision, I really fell in love and discovered live production. That's where I started off at. When I first went to undergrad, I started off in mechanical engineering. Hated it. Not a fan. I found myself helping out people with their projects more so than actually doing my own homework and everything. I ended up changing majors. And at first, I was interested in filmmaking. But from there, I sort of discovered live production for video board and broadcast. And from there, that's sort of what I've really fallen in love with.
Michigan State's athletics video program for students brings many opportunities that prepares them for the real world and real production settings of the world of sports. There are two different teams, both working side by side to produce the best coverage. Dylan works with Spartan Vision more than Big Ten Student U, but works alongside the crew nearly every event.
So at Spartan Vision, the live production side is where we do both all of the in-house video board events, and then we also have the Big Ten Student U broadcast shows. The video board events cover all the events that happen in Spartan Stadium, Breslin Student Event Center, and Munn Ice Arena, as well as certain events that occur in Jennison Fieldhouse. We're also in charge of any auxiliary non-sporting events that happen in those same facilities that need to use the video boards. On the Big Ten Student U side, they cover all of the non-TV broadcasted sporting events that happen here on Michigan State's campus. If there's a field hockey game, they're going to be covering that. For certain hockey games, they'll cover those. They just covered a men's basketball game because it was an exhibition event, so they were able to actually stream it to the BTN Plus platform.
The crew between the two shows have a few differences. Since Spartan Vision is an in-house show, they don't have to worry about announcers or commercials. They do have to worry about advertisements, however. Big Ten Plus is more of an on-air production. The in-house show is more of Dylan's job, but he has experience in both.
The shows are ran a little bit differently. With a video board event, we're going to try and make Michigan State look as good as we can, make somebody get really confused, get a coach yelling, maybe he gets a technical. You know, it's all sorts of things that have happened before. And then we also have other things like sponsor and advertisement requirements that we need to meet. On the BTN Plus shows, those are a bit different in the fact that they're neutral streams. If it's a bad call, you know what? We might not show it on a video board because, hey, we got away with one. Whereas the BTN Plus stream, they're going to show that call either way. It doesn't matter if it's for Michigan State or against Michigan State. On the BTN Plus shows, they actually have people who announce and comment on the game. They rely a little bit more heavily on their graphics operator, whereas a lot of our content is pre-made and predetermined in what's going to be played out.
Every event is unique to its setup. Sometimes certain sports line up with other sports, and it's hard to cover both of them. Certain shows have specific tiers based on crewing issues, event popularity, or important matchups. Events inside Breslin, Munn Ice Arena, and Spartan Stadium have designated spots where the crew is allowed to film from. Those events involve more Spartan Vision, however, and some Big Ten Student U events don't get that luxury.
For soccer, we'll typically have a game cam, a tight follow cam on top of the press box. We'll have possibly a wireless camera using a live view system. They'll also have shoulder or end zone cameras where they're built up on the ends of the field, so that way they can shoot the action as it gets closer to the goal. Softball, baseball, with those, again, you're going to have your game camera, you're going to have your tight follow, but it's a little bit different where you'll actually have cameras going down the foul lines, I believe. You'll possibly get a camera behind your batter's box if you can. And then, again, just filling in where you can. Those are like your typical go-tos of where you can get cameras as close to the action with such a large and wide field while still being able to cover everything that's happening.
Usually, if there's a game going on at Michigan State, there's always a crew to cover it. Certain sports don't draw a whole lot of attention, but still deserve the spotlight. Even if the crew is three people, there will still be a show. Sports like field hockey don't always get attention, but are still covered by the students for Big Ten Plus. If the crew is short, the tier will change, meaning it won't have the same aspects of a regular production show. For Tier 4 shows, there is one camera and two announcers. The camera is only one view of what's going on, and there is no cueing commercials or switching cameras. No matter the event, every opportunity experienced working at Big Ten Student U or Spartan Vision gives the students a feeling of a real production studio. Big Ten Network, as well as Fox Sports, CBS Sports, and NBC, look for students that can run these things out of college. Big Ten Network takes many of Michigan State's Student U crew.
When I was leaving here, there was a couple different companies that were interested in hiring me. Obviously, I ended up working at Michigan State. That was the number one option that I had. But then there was also ESPN was going through some hiring at that point in time. So I was interviewing with them. I had an offer from them. I also had an offer from Game Creek. Game Creek is an actual truck company where they typically have engineers where you go through a year of apprenticeship. And then you also get assigned, if the year of apprenticeship goes well, then you get assigned to actually work on a truck or as an engineer traveling around to different trucks, different events, where you're actually working on these shows as the truck engineer who knows the equipment, who knows the truck.
Over the recent years, there has been an increase in streaming. Private streaming companies are starting to buy contracts with certain teams and sports conferences that allows them to have the only place to stream that event. Many people who don't have access to these streaming services struggle to watch their favorite team. On the other hand, Dylan thinks it's a great idea.
It's making it even better for people coming into the field right now. When Game Creek took me out to where their company is at, where they're located, they were in the process of building out four full double expando trucks for all of the Thursday night football shows. Everything is getting streamed nowadays, especially with the introduction of some more sports gambling happening. Everything's getting streamed, everything's getting seen, and with the internet streaming happening, that means that every single show or every single sporting event possible is getting streamed on the web, going online somewhere where people can watch it.
As sports become more and more popular and valued to the communities that the team represents, there are changes coming in the near future for live production. Streaming has become more and more popular to the American people, and media corporations are buying rights to specific games. The Pac-12 has recently become a thing of the past as of 2024. All the teams are moving around the country to different conferences because they offer to bring in more money and more views. As they join other conferences, more and more services are going to look in those directions of better teams.
Most internet providers had cable TV because they're using that same infrastructure. And the few that aren't, whether it's AT&T, Verizon, they still are providing internet. They're not going to go away. And what we're seeing more and more of is like NBC, a cable TV channel, now has Peacock, their own streaming service. We're getting to the point where just about every streaming service is related somehow to a cable TV channel. I don't think cable's going to go away. Eventually, we're probably going to get to the point where cable comes back a little bit just because everybody's sick of having 10 different streaming services.
Some pro sports teams have even considered just streaming their own team's content. Rather than bringing a whole production crew in, some teams just have their own on standby and stream their own stuff on their own network and streaming platform.
Bally Sports in particular is an interesting animal. So Disney bought Fox, and then once they purchased that network, they were forced to sell off the RSNs. And with those RSNs being up for sale, Bally bought one of them. Bally is going bankrupt. So at this point, Bally Sports is in the process of shutting down and closing. However, all of these local teams still need to have some sort of a broadcast, so that way people can watch this and they can at least stream it.
The world of live production in sports is expanding. As time goes on, popularity will grow and more revenue will be generated, creating jobs for the people that are interested in the field of live sports production.
This interview was brought to you by Michigan State's School of Comm Arts.
Like what you hear? Rate us on Spotify, give us a like, and follow Audio Video Land on Instagram, where you can find more Spotlight 10 updates, teasers, and behind-the-scenes content. Spotlight 10 is an Audio Video Land production by digital storytelling students of Michigan State University in collaboration with Impact 89 FM.